Here's How, by Daniel Coyle. The Way We're Working Isn't Working, by Tony Schwartz. Appendix 1. Key concepts from TMGP. TMGP is not required reading for you to get the most out of this book. That said, there are two very important concepts from the first book that you should be familiar with. The adult learning model. When learning a particular skill, the process is predictable and has a distinct start and finish. While players differ in the unique aspects of learning, such as how quickly they learn, what comes easily to them, and where they get stuck, the overall process is exactly the same. The adult learning model, ALM, is a straightforward theory that defines the four distinct levels of the learning process. The four levels are: Level 1, unconscious incompetence. You don't even know what you don't know. In other words, you're blind to the ways that you lack skill. Right now, there are aspects of your game that are weak, but you don't know them yet. Not to worry, this happens all the time. As you learn more about poker, you find new areas that you previously didn't realize were weak, and you become aware of new concepts. For example, when you first started playing, it's likely you had no idea about the concept of pot odds, so you were unaware of the concept and how to calculate them. Level 2. Conscious incompetence. Here you've become conscious of what you didn't know. That doesn't make you skilled, though. It just means you know which skills need to improve. You become conscious either from your own insight or from advice that's given to you by someone else. You know what pot odds are, but you don't yet know how or when to calculate them. Level 3. Conscious competence. If you've reached this level, it means you've done some work off the table and/or have gained some skill through playing. The only catch is that in order to be skilled, you need to think about what you've learned. Otherwise, you'll return to being incompetent. You've read articles on pot odds and can make basic calculations at the table, but sometimes you forget how to do it or to do it at all. Level 4. Unconscious competence. At this level, you've learned something so well that it is now totally automatic and requires no thinking. Unconscious competence is the holy grail of learning. Now, even under intense pressure or while tilting, you can instinctually calculate the pot odds needed to make the right decisions. Inchworm. This is a concept with a strange name that helps to make the process of improving over time easier to understand. The concept of inchworm starts by looking more closely at the natural range that exists in the quality of your poker or mental game. Think for a moment about the quality of your poker decisions when playing your absolute best and when playing at your worst. To illustrate the point, let's say you've rated the quality of every decision you made at the poker table, your best, worst, and everything in between, over the last 6 to 12 months on a scale of 1, worst, to 100, best, and plotted them on a graph. What you'd see on that graph is a bell curve. This bell curve shows the natural range that exists in your game and the game of every poker player on the planet, even short stackers, although theirs is the narrowest. As long as you're playing poker, you'll always have aspects of your game that represent the peak of your ability and the flip side, your worst. Always. Perfect poker isn't possible over a large number of hands. The concept of inchworm comes in when you look at how the range in your poker game or mental game improves over time. A bell curve is a snapshot of a given sample, while improvement is the movement of a bell curve over time, something an actual inchworm illustrates perfectly in the way it moves. If you've never seen the way an inchworm moves, it starts by stretching its body straight, anchors the front foot, then lifts up from the back end, bends at the middle to bring the two ends closer together, anchors the back foot, and then stretches its body straight again, and takes another step forward. The inchworm concept illustrates how consistent improvement happens by taking one step forward from the front of your bell curve, followed by another step forward from the back of it. The implications of this concept are that improvement happens from two sides, improving weaknesses and improving your best. Playing your best is a moving target because it's always relative to the current range in your game. You create the potential for an even greater A game when you eliminate your mental and poker C games, because mental space is freed up to learn new things. Yes, the quality of your mental peak or zone can actually improve as well. Appendix 2. Profiles. Properly assessing your game is vital. To make that process easy for you, All of the various profiles that were provided in their respective chapters have been listed below. Here is a quick reminder of the best way to complete and use them. Write out your answers either as a list or in paragraph form. Work on each profile until you feel confident that you've created a solid description. Try and gather the best information you can find, but don't get obsessed with thinking each profile has to be perfect from the start. These profiles should not be done once and never referred to again. They become a living document that first serve as a baseline and then become a tool that tracks and measures progress. Be sure to update your profiles after each time you find new information, so they remain up to date. Zone profile. What is it like to play in the zone? How is the quality of your focus? What is your decision-making process like? What is your energy level? Do you feel calm, fired up, or somewhere in between? What contributes to an ideal level of energy for you? Does your sense of time speed up or slow down? In what percentage of your sessions or tournaments are you able to reach the zone? How long does it typically last? What is different about your warm-up, sleep, or level of physical activity on days where you are able to play in the zone? Are you more likely to get in the zone when playing at higher stakes or at lower stakes? What causes you to fall out of the zone? What is the first sign that indicates you're no longer in the zone? Do you raise your game when playing in certain events or against certain players? A to C game analysis. Brainstorm and gather notes about each level that your game has reached over the last 3 to 6 months, or another sample that gives you an accurate snapshot of your current range. Think back to previous hands, sessions, and tournaments that you've played. What is your mental game like? And what are the obvious mistakes you make when at your absolute worst? What mistakes do you make when you're playing decently? How do you experience tilt when it's manageable and not overwhelming? What is the first tactical mistake or mental issue that indicates you've fallen out of the zone? Even if they're basic, include all the things that you do tactically and mentally at all levels of play. If you're struggling to determine your greatest weaknesses, get a friend or coach to help you identify them. Also, make sure that your true C game isn't being concealed by quitting, a stop loss, being staked, or simply not playing. This is not suggesting that you put yourself in spots where you could lose a lot of money just for the sake of evaluating your game. Instead, try and predict the mistakes that would be made if you tilted really badly, lost more buy-ins than you'd like, were playing with your own bankroll, or played on a day where you felt less than perfect. Categorize your notes from the first step using your zone profile as a starting point. The level of detail you recorded determines the number of categories. If you found a lot of detail, consider using a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is the zone and 1 is your absolute worst. If you found less detail, consider using the common A to C game scale. You may find it easier to define the outer extremes of your range, best and worst, and then work your way in. If you're struggling to categorize the variations in your game, keep at it. Completing this A to C game analysis is similar to the zone profile and may take you several weeks or even longer to complete. Define your tactical and mental game range together so you can see how they relate. If you have two or more mental game issues, consider doing separate analyses for each issue. That way, you can see the effect that each mental game issue has on your tactical decision-making. Study your range as you would any poker concept that you are trying to master. Review your range during your warm-up so it's fresh in your mind. This makes finding new details easier. Review your range during your cooldown and add new details as you notice progress. Learning profile. What does your approach to learning look like when you are highly motivated to work in your game? What does your approach to learning look like when you're at your very worst? What are your biggest learning strengths and weaknesses? Do you benefit from talking with other players about hands? How often does a mistake distract you while playing? Does a mistake ever get stuck in your mind long after you're done playing? Do you avoid working on your game off the table and instead learn mainly by playing? While watching a video or reading a book, do you have specific areas of your game in mind? Are you actively trying to understand the material and looking for information that can benefit your game? Are you a visual learner, or do you learn better by experiencing or hearing something? Do you learn better by working on your game independently or by talking with other players? If you study or talk over hands with other players, why is it valuable to you? What does it provide you can't get by working alone? Thinking back to when you were in school, what were the most enjoyable and effective ways you studied or learned? What bad habits did you develop in school that are still a problem today? Decision-making process. What factors do you consider in a hand? What questions do you ask yourself in a hand? Do you consider these factors, or ask these questions in the same order every time? Or are they in an order that fits the hand? What factors do you fail to consider when your mind isn't as sharp? What are the most common ways your decision-making breaks down? Focus profile. What are the factors that lead to your ideal level of focus? How long does that ideal level of focus last, and what's the first sign that you've lost it? What causes you to lose focus? How frequently do you lose focus during a session? How long does it take for you to notice that you've lost focus? And once you do, how long does it take you to get refocused? When is your focus typically at its worst? When distracted by thoughts, what are you typically thinking about? Do you tend to have a poor focus at the beginning, middle, or end of a session? How well do you handle being card dead? How do sleep, diet, and exercise affect the quality of your focus? Goal setting. What's your track record in accomplishing your goals? How skilled are you at setting goals that are attainable? What are your current strengths and weaknesses? In the past, have you tended to over or underestimate your strengths and weaknesses? What are things that you have been most passionate about in poker? Do they still inspire you? Do you tend to over or underestimate the time it will take to achieve your goals? How accurate have you been in determining your potential? What has previously caused you to fail? What conflicting goals have caused problems for you in the past? What are your short and long-term goals? What are the reasons why you want to achieve your goals? What are the obstacles that are most likely to stand in your way? Self-discipline profile. What are the specific mistakes that you make when your level of self-discipline is at its worst? What's the first sign that your level of self-discipline is becoming a problem? When are you most likely to be lacking self-discipline? Do problems occur more when you're winning or losing? Where do you struggle to maintain self-discipline? At the tables or away from the tables? Do you tend to forget the important things you need to be doing? If so, do you make excuses for why they don't get done? What are the excuses you tell yourself or others? What specifically improves your level of self-discipline? This has been The Mental Game of Poker 2, proven strategies for improving poker skill, increasing mental endurance, and playing in the zone consistently. Written by Jared Tendler with Barry Carter. Narrated by Jared Tendler. Copyright 2013, Jared Tendler LLC. Production copyright 2013, Jared Tendler LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.